So let's review. I'm Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda clarifies each of the three opinions in our Mishnah about carrying between gagos, roofs, chatzeres, courtyards, and karfifas, enclosures, owned by different people. L'divrei Rav Meir, gagon rishus la'atzman, chatzeres rishus la'atzman, and karfifas rishus la'atzman. Rav Meir holds one may carry between different people's gagos or chatzeres and karfifas respectively. In other words, within each category, but not between gagas and chatzeres and kafifas from one category to another, even if they belong to one person. Rashi explains, one may not carry between batim, homes of different owners, without an eruv because tashmishtan tadir, they're constantly in use. Therefore, shinu bailim, the different owners make each house more distinct, a different rishus. Gagas or chatzeres or kafifas, one may carry from one gag to another gag, from one chatzer to another chatzer, or from one karaf to another karaf, because they are all ein tashmishtan tadir, not constantly in use. Therefore, within each category, each rishus is not that distinct and considered one rishus. However, one may not carry from a gag to a chatzer, or from a chatzer to a karfaf, or any other combination, because each category is distinct based on what Rashi describes as chiluk tashmish v'shinu shem rishus, different use and a different name, and therefore considered different rishus. Additionally, one may not carry from a gag to a chatzer where there is a difference in height of 10 tefachim because of the gzeira mentioned on the previous two daf. L'divrei Chacham, gagin v'chatzeris rishus achas, karfifis rishus achasen. Within each category, the Chacham only disagree with Reb Meir regarding gagin, roofs, as the Gemara says in daf Peites Amud Aleph. V'chacham ayim kol echad ve'echad rishus b'fnei atzmai. Each roof is a separate rishus, and one may not carry from one to the other without an eruv, because the Chacham hold, k'shem shediyurin chalukin lamata, kach diyurin chalukin lamala. Since each house is a separate private residence, the roofs are likewise considered separate rishuyas. With regard to carrying from one category to another, the Chacham hold as follows. One may carry between gagin and chatzeres, as Rashi explains, because tashmish and shava, their uses are similar. However, one may not carry between chatzeres and karfifas because in tashmish and shava, their uses are not similar. L'divrei Reb Shimon, kulan rishus achas. And Reb Shimon holds there are no restrictions on carrying within or between these three categories of rishuyas because they are all considered one rishus. The Gemara first cites a brisa in support of Rav's understanding of the Chacham that one may not carry more than dalet amos on a roof that is open to another roof. The Gemara also cites a brisa that supports Rabbi Yehuda's understanding of Reb Shimon that there are no restrictions in carrying between gagan, chatzeres, v'kafifas. This brisa relates an incident where during times of danger, people would carry a sefer Torah through gagas, chatzeres, v'kafifas. The Gemara says this did not prove that the halacha follows Reb Shimon because ein shas ha-sakana raya, in times of danger, we may be more lenient with certain isrim drabon. The Gemara continues, while Rav, Shmuel, and Rabbi Yechanan all agree that we passing like Rabbi Shimon, they disagree whether he would permit carrying between chatzeres even when the individual chatzeres made independent eruvin. Before we proceed, we must remember that which the Mishnah at the beginning of the parak said, that the hetter of Rabbi Shimon is limited to kelim sheshavsu l'toichan v'loy l'kelim sheshavsu b'toich habayis, items that were outdoors in one of these areas before Shabbos. Items that were in the house when Shabbos began, even if he brought them out beheter from his house to his chatzer, may not be moved to other outdoor areas without an eruv. Amar Rav, halacha k'Reb Shimon, v'hu shelo irvu, aval irvu lai. Rav says that we passen like Reb Shimon, but only if the individual chatzers did not make independent eruvin, and they will therefore not bring out to the chatzer items that were in the house at the onset of Shabbos. If they did make an eruv, Reb Shimon would not allow carrying to the other rishuyas, even items that were outside before Shabbos, lest one carry things that were in the house before Shabbos and brought out on Shabbos. Shmuel and Reb Yechanan hold bein irvu, bein shlo irvu. Even if the individual chatzeres made separate eruvin, Reb Shimon holds that one may carry from one chatzer to the next items that were outside, and we're not concerned that people will also carry items that were inside. This is similar to three chatzeres adjacent to each other, and each of the outer chatzeres has an eruv with the middle chatzer, but not with each other, where Reb Shimon allows carrying things between the middle one and the outer ones, but not between the outer ones. Reb Shimon is not concerned that items from the outer chatzer might be brought to the middle chatzer because they have an eruv, and these items might then be carried to the opposite outer chatzer, which is aser. The Gemara cites several brises which seem to support either Rav or Shmuel and Reb Yechanan, but refutes all the proofs.